The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM main news at 12 hours. Today, Monday, the 22nd of December, 2025. With a real feel of 21 degrees Celsius, it's currently 20 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headline: Sean Tembo calls for accountability over unpaid farmers. Zakwa verifies over. And Russian general killed by car bombing, Moscow officials say.
The Hot FM news with Hugh Jembampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us on other news in detail. The Patriots for Economic Progress, the PEP, has urged the government to be truthful and transparent with Zambians regarding its failure to pay farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, warning that governance should never be built on deceit or propaganda. PEP President Sean Tembo said while Zambians understand that the country faces financial challenges, as a developing nation, citizens expect honesty, accountability and fairness from their leaders, particularly on issues that directly affect people's livelihoods. Mr. Tembo has noted that on 6th November 2025, the finance minister announced that the government had borrowed 5 billion kwacha from a syndicate of local commercial banks to clear all outstanding payments owed to farmers for the maize supplied in 2025, yet the payments have not been affected. He has also cited a September 2025 statement by Agriculture Minister Tolo Piri that the government bought 543,000 metric tons of maize at a cost of about 3.7 billion kwacha, questioning why farmers remain unpaid despite reported maize sales to the DRC and Malawi and Zambia's foreign reserves standing at $5.2 billion.
Here is our sincere hope and wish that President Hakainde Hichilema can provide accurate and sound clarity regarding the various inconsistencies raised above on the failure by his government to pay farmers on time. We wish to bring it to the attention of the President that the Zambian people are fully aware of the fact that our country is a developing nation that faces several financial challenges at any given time. However, the people's request is that in facing these challenges, their president should be truthful and honest in his dealings with the people.
The Zambia Qualifications Authority, ZAQA, has reviewed that as of 20th December 2025, it had verified a total of over 60,000 qualifications, of which 53,655 were local and 5,482 were foreign. Speaking during the end-of-year media breakfast, ZAQA Director General Mercy Ngoma said the milestone reflects the authority's strengthened capacity to provide qualification verification services. Ms. Ngoma has added that 1,999 qualifications were issued with notices of rejection following the successful completion of the verification process. She has further noted that the authority has so far registered 872 qualifications in the National Qualifications Framework, with 298 new qualifications registered in 2025 alone.
The authority has verified over 60,000 qualifications, of which 90% are local qualifications and 10% are foreign qualifications. This achievement reflects the authority's strengthened capacity to conduct qualification verification services. This is a critical step that designed to protect employment and higher education opportunities for individuals who hold genuine qualifications. During the same period, 1,999 qualifications were issued with notices of rejection following successful completion of the verification process.
Now, the Rural Electrification Authority, REA, in partnership with ZESCO Limited, has announced the official commencement of the last mile connection fee subsidy program under the Accelerating Sustainable and Clean Energy Transformation in Zambia, as effective today. Accent Zambia is a five-year program with a $200 million World Bank-funded project, complementing the $250 million government funding commitment. The program is aimed at accelerating universal access to affordable, reliable, clean electricity across Zambia, particularly in rural and peri-urban areas. The Last Mile Connection Fee Subsidy Program targets 100,000 new on-grid connections in 2026. With households and businesses in rural areas requiring a standard single-phase connection, will pay 300 kwacha instead of 4,846 kwacha. The subsidy aims to remove financial barriers and expand access to the national grid, with eligibility mainly based on proximity to existing infrastructure, requiring applicants can be within 30 meters of a low voltage distribution pole. This is according to a statement issued by RIA Senior Public Relations Officer Ndekela Mazimba and ZESCO Stakeholder Relations Manager Rose Kubisi. In more news this afternoon, the Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has proposed the introduction of paid contract-based internships for all junior resident medical officers as part of broader reforms aimed at addressing employment challenges facing medical doctors in the country. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia Director General Dr. Prince Maru said the proposed model will see all junior doctors engaged on a fixed two-year contract covering the full duration of their internship training. Dr. Mwago has explained that under the arrangement, interns would receive a monthly salary and operate under clearly defined terms of service while continuing to undergo supervised clinical training. He said the proposal is a response to persistent concerns of unpaid or poorly structured internships, which have left many medical graduates either unemployed or working voluntarily without pay, despite providing essential clinical services in public health facilities.
This approach also tackles the growing problem of doctors and employment by ensuring predictable entry points for every qualified graduate, so no doctor is left waiting for a placement. After their internship, doctors become fully licensed and can work in public hospitals, private practice, or pursue specialization. Our goal is to create a sustainable and self-reliant health system while supporting doctors to succeed professionally. We urge the government, health authorities, and stakeholders to engage in dialogue and make this reform a reality.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Greenco, Impact Fund Denmark and the European Commission have closed a 50 million euros guarantee under the European Fund for Sustainable Development Plus. In a statement, Greenco Chief Commercial Officer Kathy Oxby said the guarantee will be paid provided to Greenco on a back-to-back basis through IFDK, which has also invested an additional 6 million US dollars. Ms. Oxby has described the combined facility as a watershed moment in the development of competitive electricity markets in sub-Saharan Africa. She said the guarantee strengthened Greenco's ability to meet long-term payment obligations to independent power producers across the region, including in all countries where Greenco currently operates, namely Zambia, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Namibia and the DR Congo. Meanwhile, Greenco Chief Finance Officer Peg Burnett said the related EFSD Plus and the IFDK guarantees are highly desktop, representing the product of creativity and sustained hard work by combined beauty. This is the Hot FM News at 12 hours.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
A Russian general has been killed in a car bombing in Moscow, officials have said. Russia's investigative committee said Lieutenant General Panil Salgrov died this morning after an explosive device planted under a car detonated. The committee added that Salgrov, 56, was the head of the Armed Forces Operational Training Department. The BBC has more on other stories.
A Russian general has been killed by an explosion in a car park in Moscow. Danil Savarov was head of the operational training for the armed forces. Police in Australia say the men accused of killing 15 people at a Jewish fest Bondi Beach last week threw four undetonated explosives at the start of the attack. Newly released court documents also say the father and son undertook firearms training before the attack. One of the most famous names in American whiskey production, Jim Beam, says it will halt production at its main main facility for all of next year. The firm has been making bourbon whiskey in Kentucky for more than two centuries.